This call is being recorded.
Hello, Jordan.
I'm on.
Cool, man. Are you able to log on to Uber Conference or no?
No.
No worries. We're waiting for, you're the first one to pop in. We're waiting for a few others.
Okay. I got on a couple minutes ago. The traffic is ridiculous in Morgantown.
I saw. My gosh, I can only imagine.
That's 2 weeks in a row now. They can't figure it out.
Man, oh, man.
Yep.
I want to try to keep this as short as possible, too, so that we can all get home and watch the basketball game.
Basketball game, yeah. It's definitely exciting in Morgantown with them winning a lot.
Yeah, I bet. We've been watching them at home. That was a great week last week. I can't remember a better week, regular season at least.
No, not for basketball.
Yeah, did you go to either to the Kansas game?
No, I didn't go to the Kansas game. That was the night of that crazy snow. And
yeah.
I usually work late on Tuesday nights anyway, so I got out a little early because nobody wanted to come out to therapy. But I ended up beating my wife and daughter home because it took them about 3 hours to get from the Coliseum side of town out to Cheat Lake where we live.
Jeez Louise. Where are you? You're over in Cheat Lake?
Yeah, I live close to Cheat Lake, kind of between exit 7 and exit 10 on I-68.
So you have to drive up to the Mile Ground and then back up to 68?
My wife does. My clinic is out at Lakeview.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, that's cool.
Yep.
Gentlemen?
Hello there. It's Dr. Lochner.
President of the Count of Four.
Indeed. Baldwin just joined us.
Sure did. How are you guys doing?
Excellent. We'll get going
here.
John George is out. Chris Denson is out tonight. I haven't heard from Patrick, although I'm anticipating him calling in. We're just going to give it another minute, and then we're going to get started.
This is Hyde. I just dialed in. My internet's not working, so I may not end up on the computer.
All right. I've got Uber Conference up.
Cool.
Is anyone else on? Is anybody else on Uber Conference? Okay.
We're on right now.
All right, good. Who we just? Oh, okay. Hello, Patrick. Patrick's almost on.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome in. Bob, did you drop off? Bob hung up on himself. Just give it another second and we'll get going. From your location, Patrick, I take it you're not going to the basketball game tonight.
No, I'm in the process of canceling my travel plans for New Orleans.
Oh, no.
Yes, I was supposed to go down tomorrow, but we visit.
Oh, that's too bad.
I know, but, you know, I think corporations are now starting to freak out, so they're trying to look at every penny.
That's silly. Right. Who's that, Twan? Did you just jump in?
Yeah, Twan's on.
Excellent. Let's give Bob a second to call back in, and then we'll get going. Let me just tell him he dropped off. He may not know. Okay. All right, we've got critical mass here to be able to get started, and Bob calls back in. We're good. I'm not anticipating, well, John George is not calling in. Chris Denson had a conflict. It's his kid's birthday. And I'm not anticipating Patrick Farley tonight either. So with who we've got on right now, which is Patrick Folio, Jordan, Baldwin, Tuan, myself, and soon will be Bob Lochner. We'll be good to go. So I want to try to make this a pretty quick call and get through what we've got to get through, and then we'll be done. There's a few things that are going on, and since John's not here, the call is going to record, and he's going to take the recording and write up the minutes to post onto the website. Jason, are you on and just not showing up in?
I'm not. My internet's down at my house.
Got it. Okay. All right. So I'm going to take roll real quick. Patrick Farley, not present. VP Chief Risk Officer Jordan.
I'm present.
VP Fundraising Craig Winkleman. He told me he'll probably be late. VP Chief Information Officer Jason.
Here.
Secretary Chief Communications Officer John is not with us. Treasurer and Chief Financial Officer Patrick.
Here.
Vice President Chief Operating Officer Matt Laffa. He also said he would probably be a little bit late. And Executive Vice President Chris Denson is not with us tonight, and I am present. Can I have a motion to dispense with the reading of the minutes?
I move to dispense with the reading of the minutes.
That was Jason. Is there a second? A second, please.
Second.
Who is that, Jordan?
Patrick.
Patrick, thank you. Okay, if there's no opposition, we're going to dispense with the reading of the last minutes, and we're going to go right into officer reports. And Patrick is not with us tonight. I know he's still working on the history. Just real quick, right before Christmas, I got that really cool booklet from Mark Timmies and Christian Wiggins on the which contain the it's a copy of the application that those guys put in from Delta Epsilon become Alpha Rho. It is just it's amazing. Every time I look at it, I'm just amazed at it. So I'm gonna be sending that up to Patrick at some point, somehow, some way. We're gonna figure out a way when the chapter's reorganized of where to keep these valuable things and how to store them. And but we'll, for now, I'm going to put that with Patrick. I'm going to ask him to bring that and some of the other items that we have down to the Spring Alumni Weekend so that everybody can take a look at that.
Hey, Tom, it's Eric.
Is
there any way to get that scanned and posted somewhere?
It's hardbound. So I can't. It's it'd be really difficult for me to. Let me take that back. I could probably hold it against the copy machine and try to make a copy of it to scan it to you guys if you want me to do that. It's a copy. It's a replication of the original document. So it's good. The only thing I'm worried about is the binding on that, making sure we preserve it. So if it's not too difficult to do, I will. Okay, so, all right. VP Chief Risk Officer Jordan, why don't you give us a kind of a quick update on what you're working on?
Tom gave me the task of getting the apparel for everyone. So over the holidays, I was ordering from the PICAP store online and found some pretty good items. However, I read wrong about what everybody needed. So I got all the right sizes, but I didn't get the duplications of the folks who were owed the T-shirt, the polo, the pullover. For some reason, I only ordered the top level of each one. So I've got that all situated, and right now they're off to the embroiderer and just waiting for that part of it to be completed, and then I will dispense them, probably just get them in the mail to everybody once all that's done. as long as there are no objections to shipping charges when it comes to putting those in the mail, but it shouldn't be that expensive. So they should be out soon, as soon as I get them back from the embroiderer.
Great. And just out of curiosity, for the golf shirts, did you embroider the sleeve?
Yeah.
And then the fleece pullovers, or the pullovers that you got there under the breast or under the crest that you put out there, just, is that right?
Yeah, under the breast, and then the AP, I believe, let me double check. I think the AP we put on the sleeve.
Okay, cool.
So that way it wasn't too cluttered up with, you know, we got the crest, it says Sakepa 5, and it would say Alpha Alumni Chapter, and then the AP under that would look like it's reading down your chest. So,
cool. That's excellent. Okay. Did they give you any sort of expectation of completion?
No, a lot of it just comes down to when, hopefully soon, but I'm contacting them regularly.
Okay, great. Perfect. Just keep us posted on how that goes. Any questions on that? Anybody? Okay, great. Let's move on. Winkleman, have you joined us yet? I don't see you on the Uber conference. Okay. I'm going to push that then into my report. I'll talk about the fundraising efforts in a little bit. Jason, you've got anything today?
No, not really. I'm going to get the email going out about the alumni weekend, by-end week, working with Matt. Other than that, no, still working on the database and contributions, and then there will be an RSVP website or page up too for the alumni weekend. Other than that, I've got nothing new.
Okay. Matt gave me the room rates today. They're $109. That's both for a single queen and double rooms. So we're ready to go there as far as that. And is there anything else that you were waiting for from him? I'm sorry. We do need to discuss the one thing. I don't know what your thoughts are. Jason, Matt, and I traded around a couple of thoughts around perhaps discounting the Vice Archon level contributors to come here. I don't think it's that big of a deal. My only thought was that we've got to make sure it fits within the budget. And everything that Matt has got into the $40 price, there's really not much room for margin. So if we discount the Vice Archon level, and if any of them show up, then we're going to be eating half of that cost that has to come out of that $1,000 budget. So I asked Jason. I don't have a preference. I asked Jason and Matt to think about it. Jason, have you had any more time to reflect on that and decide what you want to do?
I don't think we ever set a discount. I think it always just said at reduced cost. You know, in my opinion, I think, like, I'm going to pay full amount. I just think we need to be ready if somebody asks, hey, what's the reduced cost? Then we can say, hey, we'll offer a discount. You know, it's your call. I think 20% is fair reduced on, in my opinion. So we're talking, what, $8 off, $10 off?
Yeah.
We should be ready if it's asked, because that's part of that level.
It's a three of the Vice Archon Council are board members. The other one is DJ. So again, I don't have a preference, and I my whole thing is, as long as it fits in the budget, we can do it. And if you're talking about a 10% discount or a 20% discount, we're not talking about much off of that we're going to have to make up for from the budget. So whatever you want to do, just let
Archon and up. Technically has free. I don't know if we were going with that or if we're asking them for. So that's my only concern. We communicated these levels. You know, I understand budget. I understand all that. But
yeah,
we want to make sure at least we're ready if somebody asks.
Right. I mean, again, Archon's Council and Black Diamond are not required to pay. So if any of those guys show up, then they're good to go. They've already met their obligation.
Yeah. So like I said, it's three board members. I think we're all comfortable. I doubt DJ will make it. If he does, I'll let them know. And, you know, like I said, I think they'll all just step up and say I'll pay full. But I just want to make sure we're ready if it comes up.
Okay, good. All right. Next, anything else, Jason, or you done there?
No, like I said, the alumni weekend. But if you email me those prices, and then the email will go out probably tomorrow. I'm trying to schedule stuff to go like early morning when people are checking their email. But yeah, so everybody look for an email to come out here shortly with details, and then the website will be updated by weekend. Eric, I'll email you some info on that, but I've got nothing else.
Okay, great. All right, next officer, Patrick, Chief Financial Officer, what you got?
We are currently sitting still on $7,565.61 in the account. I know that we have a donation coming in via mail, so I have to get to Morgantown. Probably won't do it until next week, and I'll get that deposited. Still have some stuff to pay, just haven't kind of been focusing on this for a while, so I do apologize for that. Jordan, if you would, if there's with your changes, were there any changes to your expense report that you're going to send me? Were they still the last number that you and I talked about? Is that still correct?
I will have to add on the embroidery charge. That was just the ordering from PICAP store.
Do you want me to wait? Do you want me to go ahead and cut that check right now for what you did, and you can submit another one for the embroidery?
Yeah, go ahead and do that. That way, well, whatever's easiest for you. It really doesn't matter to me. I'm not hard up for it. So,
I'll just go ahead and do it, and then you can submit another one. And then on shipping, if you need a FedEx account number, I have one for my company, so you're more than welcome to use it. And then I can just submit that expense report for that.
Okay, I'll get in touch with you about that.
All right, cool. Other than that, I think we're good. I haven't gotten anything from any of the – I know that we've had a couple area parties. I haven't received anything from that. I don't know if I'm going to, or what's the deal with that?
Yeah, Twan and Bob, you guys should be submitting those expense reports to get reimbursed.
Yeah, this is Twan. Mine, there really wasn't – the event that we went to was the Marshall WVU basketball game. A lot of things were already kind of paid for. I really didn't have good opportunities to pay for any food. A lot of things were already paid for. We had beer and drinks afterwards. So I know we don't want to pay for that necessarily. So all in all, it was a good event, but I guess a good thing. It was very cheap.
Well, so, cool. Glad you had. I know Bob had expenses and should have sent them already. If he hasn't, we'll remind him to do that.
Yeah, I'll reach out to him and I'll remind him.
Okay, great. Fantastic. I appreciate it.
Are we anticipating any deposits or anything for the alumni weekend and or for homecoming?
He hasn't mentioned anything. I don't think so. The only cost that he's talking about fronting right now would be the WVU baseball game, but we won't have to make that payment until right before, and it's probably, again, we'll be collecting that before you'd have to charge it, but or pay for it. So I don't think there's anything imminent that's gonna be coming out. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Okie doke, let's move on. Matt, did you join the call yet? Okay, just a quick update on where we are with Spring Alumni Weekend. It is set for the 15th, Friday the 15th, and Saturday the 16th. Friday starting around, I think you guys have all gotten the email, but just in case you haven't, 5 o'clock, we're going to all kind of meet up around the fishbowl. Drink some beers and then go downtown that night and do whatever, or you know, whatever anybody wants to do. Saturday, starting at, I want to say 10:30, we'll be meeting in the Mount Lair in a room in the Mount Lair for our board meeting that we're going to have for 2 hours. The afternoon, early afternoon, will be free by and large for everybody to do what they want to do. And then we'll have the WVU baseball game that's at 4 o'clock. Game time starts at 4 o'clock. So we're going to work with the hotel to hopefully provide some shuttles over to the new stadium where we'll go there. And I don't anticipate staying for 9 innings. I really don't. But it'll be cool to be able to just see the new stadium. I think a lot of people have expressed some interest in wanting to do that, especially those that are coming in from out of town that haven't seen it. And then there's a later in that evening at the Hotel Morgan up on one of the top floors, there is a cocktail reception for us, heavy appetizers and drinks for us to enjoy, and then Saturday evening is free. So that's what it's going to look like. And now that we've got the room reservations, I'd really appreciate it if you guys went out and signed up and got the ball rolling. Obviously, Patrick and Jordan, don't expect you guys to be staying there, but I do expect that everybody's going to be in attendance or make every effort to be in attendance at Spring Alumni Weekend. So if nothing else, we'll have each other to, you know, drink a few beers with. But we really do need to be there. And that is it from Matt's. I'm going to roll into my report, and I wanted to touch on a couple things. I forgot. I skipped over Barney's report, the chief operating officer. He has initiated the strategic planning committee, had his first meeting last week. Right now, the committee is comprised of myself, Craig Winkleman, Barney is the chairman, and a member at large that is not on the committee is a brother by the name of Rich Lagala, who goes by Foof. And Foof kind of was he was at the end of my undergraduate years, and a couple of years later, great guy, very analytical, good thinking, process, business management type person. So he's perfect for the committee. We've lined up already a number of people that we have discussed and decided to interview for the strategic planning committee. It's going to be comprised of three kind of groups of people. One will be Pi Kappa Phi administrative people. We're going to request an interview with Mark Timmies, Christian Wiggins, and Lori Hart to start with. If we don't get what we need there, we're going to expand that to a couple of other national office members. The next group of people are going to be those that have had intimate knowledge of the chapter from outside the chapter over a longer period of time. So WVU administrators that have been on campus and have had interaction with us. We're also going to interview Turner and Dyson, and we're going to include Amy Denson, Chris's wife, who, if you guys don't remember, is a Greek advisor for Kappa Kappa Gamma, and she has been for a long time, not only locally but from a national level. She sat on their board. She's a very, very, great insight in terms of Greek, what the student itself has looked like and evolved with over a number of years, but she's also got an intimate knowledge of WVU's Greek system, so she's going to be a great resource. And then the final group of
Sigma Kappa, right?
Kappa Kappa Gamma.
Oh, okay.
I'm pretty sure it's Kappa Kappa Gamma. Maybe it is Sigma Kappa.
Well, she was a Sigma Kappa.
Then it's a Sigma Kappa. Then I'm wrong. Thank you, Sigma Kappa. I apologize, Sigma Kappa. I'm excited about that. And the third group is we're going to be interviewing 9 former Archons, and we've already reached out to them and got agreements to talk. And the stretching from the early 90s up until a couple of years ago. So we're gonna ask them questions pertaining to how they ran the chapter attitudes, what they did, how they handled certain situations. And again, at the end of this process, after we've interviewed these people, we're going to compile the results and the findings. And then in addition to that, once we've got all of that material, I had a long conversation last week with Roy Baker, who is going to jump onto the committee to talk to us and help us discuss processes to be implemented when we recharter. That was a fabulous conversation. I'm really impressed with Dr. Baker and what he's trying to accomplish there on campus, and the things that he's already started to implement that are being met with really positive feedback from the Greek community and from the administration. So he said he'd be more than happy to do that. And we're all going to get a chance to meet him Spring Alumni Weekend. He's agreed to participate in whatever we do. And I still want to get him with the local alumni when you guys have a free moment to breathe and go drink a beer with him. So that's what's going on with the Strategic Planning Committee. Any questions on that? Okay, let me roll into mine. Fundraising. We're still at the same point where we were back in December. And, I sent out that email a couple of weeks ago. We got to focus on this, guys. I need each one of you guys to start that effort again with your particular ERA group, specifically asking for them to contribute to our campaign. We will not be able to fund the things that we really truly need to fund if we don't get to that $20,000 level. And I'm really happy of where we are right now, and what we've done just in terms of the dollar amounts given the limited number of people that have contributed. But we've got to step it up. I mean, we've got two rechartering brothers that have contributed. We've got some members of the board that haven't done anything yet. And again, I'm not pointing fingers. I'm not placing blame. I'm simply stating we've got to redouble our efforts here. We've got to get back into that uncomfortable level of saying, guys, I hate asking. I know I asked you before. I hate having to ask again, but I got to ask again. And let's see what we can do about getting some of those people that either told us to wait into the new year, like Dave Goldberg did, or just haven't had time to think about it for whatever reason. We have to remember that in order for people to give, they've got to be asked 7, 8, sometimes 10 times before they actually do. So with that being said, once the email goes out and the communication goes out about the Spring Alumni Weekend, we've got a little bit of time to let that breathe. We're going to do another mass email. John is still working on that postcard idea to get that postcard out, just to put in front of people and a hard reminder following up from our December call. But it has to be augmented, and I can't stress this enough, with each one of you that take – I don't care if it's an email, a phone call, but a personal touch to the guys that, 8, 10, 12 guys that are close to your age group, close to your era time, and get them to commit to this. We just have to have it. The second thing is the Spring Alumni Weekend, like I talked about. We really got to get everybody there. And we're coming up on where we have to constitutionally begin the process of nominations. And so I'm going to nominate the entire slate again. And if anybody else wants to jump in, great. That'd be fine. We can work on that. There's provisions that are built in to be able to do it. But otherwise, I really do want the continuity to continue. And I hope that all of you guys will agree to stay on and continue doing the good work that we're doing. We've got momentum. We've got a lot of things that are positive with the fundraising, with the ability for us to spend the money on the things that we're trying to do. We've got a lot of good things and a lot of good momentum. I just want to keep that up, and I want to maintain that pressure and that focus on what we're trying to accomplish. So you know, let's just all continue to go in that direction. Let me go back here real quick. I want to just visit from the last minutes. There was a couple. There was something else that I wanted to. Oh yeah, homecoming for next year again, October 1st, 2016. Jason, I'd like to get an event put out there as well on the calendar and onto the Facebook page in addition to the Spring Alumni Weekend. Can you kind of come up with a strategy of how you'll kind of do that without oversaturating the spring event and confusing the two?
So, I'm sorry, repeat that, other than spring?
Yeah, homecoming, October 1st.
Oh.
I'd like to start getting that out there as well.
Yeah, I'll, yeah, like I said, we don't want to oversaturate, but it's on the calendar. I'll make sure it's on the calendar, and then I'll throw every now and then, and I might even just put a tag after we put about the weekend. Don't forget, homecoming's our next event on, you know, the date.
October 1st, yeah. That'd be killer. You know, again, I've gotten some really cool words of encouragement from for what we're doing. You know, it was really cool to get that that gift that Mark and Christian sent to us. I think it's a sign that they understand that we're here, and we're here to stay, and they understand that. They're committed to Alfa Ro. In my conversation with Roy, the university is absolutely committed to making sure that we're that group that we're priority for the university. That's his words. They've had discussions about it. They're giving priority to those of us that are on campus that want to come back, that have demonstrated good things, and we stand at the very top of that list, who have a plan and who already have a house. There is a backlog of fraternities now that want to come onto campus. So, you know, we have to maintain that partnership with the university. We have to continue to demonstrate to the university that we have a plan, that we're engaged with the university in trying to help create the environment and culture that they want to create, so that when we hit 2018 and we're allowed to come back on, that we're caught up to speed on what the Greek community is doing, and we can implement our process right away. So, you know, we're sitting here now two and a half years really from when that's happening. And I know that sounds like a long time away, but everyone knows it's not. Everyone knows that that two-year time period is going to, it's going to be here and gone before we know it. So, again, without belaboring the point, we've got to focus on our finances. We've got to focus on getting the capital that's required to be able to do the things that we need to do. We have a big expense in the summer. We have to send myself and Matt to Supreme Chapter. That's just, we have to do that as part of this process, as part of getting ourselves back on campus so that we're engaged with the national organization and demonstrating that we're engaged. So, you know, we also have these events that we want to do. We've got to have the finances, guys. So please do me a favor and take the time to start contacting guys again and get them to contribute. All right. Any questions around that? Okay, great. The floor is open to anybody if you've got anything you guys wish to discuss. I don't think there's anyone else that's on the call that's not a board member, but anybody, floor is open right now. Okay. Can you imagine our chapter meetings if we had G's and B's like this? Our chapter meetings would have been 3/4 as short. Okay, nothing there. Next
hey,
meeting.
Tom, it's Juan. I do have a question.
Yeah.
I got an email out a little recently from Ben about the golf tournament.
Right.
And I just wanted to know we may have talked about it before, but what's the sort of relationship with that to alumni chapter? Is it still kind of its own thing? Is it?
Yeah, you know, from the very beginning, you know, what our stance was from the alumni chapter was, we're happy that they're doing it, and we're very pleased. We want people to go and do what we want to do. But if it was going to be an alumni chapter sponsored event, it would put a lot of restrictions on them. They would be restricted in terms of the use of, you know, the risk management thing that they'd have to go through and providing the liability insurance and all that, blah, blah, blah. More importantly, though, they would have to abide by restricting the membership to brothers that are in good standing with the fraternity. That was something that they didn't want to be restricted by. I understand it. I don't have a problem with that per se. But if we're gonna attach ourselves to that and call it an alumni chapter event and help sponsor and promote, then we've got to kind of have to have those kind of conditions put in. So I wish them well. I'm happy to support them in any way possible, including the use of our database. But we've got to be real careful about partnering up with them for those reasons.
Okay.
And just a heads up, the dates will come out soon, and please come. It'll probably be in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I think it's a great event, and I want to support it in any way we can. I just don't want to restrict that. I don't want to restrict them. And I say them, Eric, you're on the call. I don't want to put restrictions on what you're doing. So any help
I'm
that you need.
And Ben.
Yeah. Yep, Sean and Ben. Whatever you guys need from us, let us know. We're happy. You can use the database, and if that helps you, then great. Anything else, guys? All right, Wednesday, February 17th, 6 o'clock, next meeting. Keep an eye out for some emails, and I'm going to try to update the spreadsheet. It's just with Christmas and the start of this new year, which has been absolutely brutal for me at work. It's just been difficult for me to do that, but I'm going to try to work on that spreadsheet so that we have some tasks that are out there to be accomplished. Any successes that you have with getting guys to contribute, please share. I mean, we all want to see that. We want to know, you know, who did you reach out to, what was said, and how you accomplished it. So perhaps we can all learn from that. Anything else, guys, before we adjourn?
Something just popped in my head, Tom. For this alumni weekend, are we going to accept payments via mail, or are we just going to stick to PayPal like the tailgate?
Yeah, I think, again, it's what did we say? I think we were asking for it ahead of time, and there may be an upcharge, I think, which was,
well,
Matt was thinking,
right? When we collect payment, are we going to – because for the tailgate, we did just PayPal. We didn't offer mailing a check.
Yeah, let's just do that then.
That's what I figured. Because, I mean, now that we can integrate just the debit card, not that PayPal, you
yeah.
have a debit card, a credit card, and you're online.
Let's limit it to that. Let's just make it easy. And if you want to pay at the door, it'll be a little bit more. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That's all I had then. Thanks.
All right. Good. If there's nothing else, then I'm going to ask for a motion to adjourn. We can keep going, guys.
Motion to adjourn.
That was from a motion made by Anthony Grayley. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Patrick. Patrick Fuller,
you
a second.
A second to get off mute. That's what I mean.
That's correct. I'm sorry. That's cool. I appreciate it. All right. Then we will be adjourned at 5:37 and officially the shortest alumni chapter board meeting call ever.
Woo-hoo!
That's great. Talk to you guys soon. Thanks very much.
All right. Thanks.
Bye, guys.
Talk to you later.